I got time for one last story of my favorite kind of storytelling, improvisations based on audience suggestions. I need five ideas, the name of a famous fairy tale. Now, to be fair, I should tell you that I've had some practice this week with Hansel and Gretel and Rapunzel, but a famous fairy tale, a character from another fairy tale, a place where fairy tales normally don't occur, a disgusting habit, and a saying or a slogan or a jingle from TV. I'll take these five ideas and make up a story that's never been told before in the history of the world, but I do need your help. First of all, I need the name of a famous fairy tale.
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel it is, okay? I need a character from another fairy tale that wouldn't be in Rapunzel if I told it the regular way.
Goldilocks.
Okay, so we've got Rapunzel, we've got Goldilocks. We need a place where fairy tales normally don't occur.
Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay. We need a disgusting habit.
Burping.
I got burping, picking your nose, and smoking. So, but I heard burping first, so I'll try to be fair and do burping. We need a jingle or a saying or a slogan that you might hear around where you live or your place of work or business or whatever you have. LSMFT, okay. So we've got Rapunzel, we've got Goldilocks, we've got Atlanta, we've got LSMFT, means fine tobacco, and we've got burping. Oh, but we don't have time. Thanks, friends, for coming. Now I'll see what I can do with this. Well, they burned Atlanta about a century and a half ago. But it grew up fine. And if you want to go to see what they call the New York of the South, there's a good way to get there. That's by airplane, Delta, American, or U.S. Air. Where there's a radio tower in the middle of the airport there. The big airport. And right next to it, there used to be another kind of tower. That tower was owned by a witch who made a lot of money when the airport was bought. They bought the land on which to build this thing. And they knew where to build that tower, where the witch's tower used to be. Well, next to that tower, in the old, old days, there was a farmer and his wife who wanted to get pregnant. And finally, she did get pregnant. With the grace of God and the help of the farmer. And sometimes when you get pregnant, you want to have something to eat, something very special. And this woman really loved to eat rampion. Those of you who have been to Rampion Festival in North Carolina knows rampion is kind of a leek kind of thing. And the German word for rampion, sure enough, is Rapunzel. And that's the truth. That is actually the truth. Well, this woman always wanted Rapunzel, but the farmer couldn't grow Rapunzel in his patch of land. He had to go to the other woman's patch of land, that witch who had that big tower in her yard. And every day he would climb over and he would pick the rampion and he would take it back to his wife and she would eat the Rapunzel. And so they decided they would name the child Mary. But the witch would have other ideas. Meanwhile, there was a young woman named Goldilocks who was walking through the woods not far from there. And Goldilocks came to the place where the three bears lived. And the three bears had rampion Rapunzel porridge. But one was too hot, one was too cold, and the third was just right. Well, the three bears came home, found Goldilocks there. And Goldilocks said, "Oh, no, I better get out of here." And headed down the road. She was passing all kinds of fields. There were rampion Rapunzel fields on one side. There were tobacco fields on the other side. And she wanted to find a place to hide. So she made a lucky strike. on the door of a tobacco farmer's house. This was in the old days before they stopped having tobacco. She made a lucky strike, and that means fine tobacco, as you probably know. And she was allowed to stay with the tobacco farmer. And she made a good living working for that tobacco farmer, procuring tobacco. Goldilocks had a lucky strike, and that means fine tobacco. Meanwhile, the woman who's about to give birth to Mary gave birth to Mary, but before she could get her christened, that witch came and stole Mary and put Mary in the top of that tower and said every day, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, which she called it as Mary, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair that I may climb the golden stair. And every day, Rapunzel would have to let down her hair, and every day the witch would come up and see, has there been anyone here? No, there's been no one here. It's a good thing, because if you ever have a visitor, you will lose your life. Oh, what a life I have already. And down she went. One day, along the road comes Prince Charming, riding on his motorcycle. Brum, 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 brum. He sees the witch go up. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair, and sees the witch come down. And then he decides that he'll try it. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair that I may climb the golden stair. And he climbs up to the top of the stair, and there is Rapunzel, and the prince falls in love with Rapunzel. And they have a nice meal. And at the end of the meal, the prince is so happy with the meal, burp, he begins to burp. Well, I have a little bit of indigestion, and only one thing can help my indigestion. Oh, what's that? A lucky strike. So he lights a lucky strike. You know what LSMFT means, don't you? Yes, I do. A lucky strike means fine tobacco. Meanwhile, they heard an unlucky strike at the bottom of the castle window. Knock, 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 knock. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair that I may climb the golden stair. And down the hair comes, and up the witch comes. And the witch comes and says, I smell smoking. Has someone been smoking here? Don't you know that this is a smoke-free tower? And the airport of Atlanta will always be a smoke-free place because we don't want to remind of what this place smelled like when Sherman went through now, do we? No, we don't. And the fellow who was hiding in the closet comes out with his cigarette and says, brr. Lucky strike means fine tobacco, and I've made a lucky strike meeting this young lady. Well, now you both are going to lose your life. And the wicked witch was about to strangle the both of them when all of a sudden, there were many, many airplanes in a holding pattern over the tower because in the meantime, it had become a giant airport, and there were trains underneath the airport and planes flying around, and one plane went zoom, 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 and it made a lucky strike and knocked the tower off. The witch fell to her death, and the Prince Charming and the beautiful Rapunzel held on with all their might to the biplane that had just come through. And they went barnstorming throughout in Tennessee and Atlanta and all kinds of places. And they became a great act, the Rapunzel and Prince Charming Flying Air Show. And if you ever go to the Atlanta airport, you might see planes flying and flying around. And if you look closely, you'll see one of those planes is a biplane. And standing on each wing is a beautiful girl with long hair on one side and a handsome prince with a cigarette in his mouth on the other side. Lucky strike means fine tobacco. Meanwhile, they are all living, as I hope you will live, happily ever. Thank you, folks.